Not every soda wants you to like it that much, the way Like Cola did. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast where most shows are pretty good and only a few are just okay. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, May 8th, National Have a Coke Day, where fans of this global soft drink giant celebrate its greatness. Though a few decades ago, Coke was encouraging people not to drink something great, but to choose a drink that was okay. That was even its name, OK Soda. I can confirm that the 90s was a strange time for soft drinks. The old standbys like Coke and Pepsi were still big deals, but the soda companies were also trying some out-of-the-box ideas to succeed with the younger, more ironic demographic that at that point was gravitating more toward Mountain Dew. This was around the time that Crystal Pepsi went up for sale, and just a few years after the release of Jolt Cola with the slogan, "All the sugar and twice the caffeine." Coke tried selling a soda with postmodern branding based on the I'm okay, you're okay movement of the 1970s. Instead of hyping their drink to the moon, they just said it was okay and that everything was going to be okay. They even set up a toll-free OK Soda hotline and put strange messages on the cans like, what's the point of okay? Well, what's the point of anything? As for the soda, one tester described it as, quote, suitably wacky. It was a kind of mix of standard cola with some Dr. Pepper-like flavors and maybe some citrus added as well. Coke tested okay in a number of markets, and the reaction was okay. Actually, that's probably stretching it. Who was going to get excited about a product that even the people making the product said was merely okay? And the answer was randos on the internet. While Coke did discontinue this soft drink experiment pretty soon after it started, there have been online groups championing OK Soda ever since. You can sometimes find OK cans and merchandise in online auctions for prices that may be higher than what you'd call OK. You can learn more about the short, strange history of OK Soda at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, an event that burgers will think is way more than just okay. That's after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Starting today in Homer, Alaska, it's the Kachemak Bay Shorebird Festival. Watch the spring migration in action and learn the what's and why's of these bird species from experts. I'm Brady, or if you're an absolute beginner, there's a seminar called Is That a Bird or a Plane? Birding 101. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.